Because you're kind of sweating from playing so fast, and yet you have to maintain your cool at all costs. All right, well, here's a, I'm going to finish off with a Beatles medley, which I like to do as part of every show, and then I'll come back and play a whole lot more, a lot of different instruments, and just talk about where the banjo's been and where it's going and why it is, and you know, for any deeper philosophical questions, I'd be happy to get into that also later on. There are some CDs available back there, some instructional materials, and things like that. So this will be a shortish break, so we can all beat out the storm, and I'll be back for another set. And I guess it was 2 weeks ago, I was fortunate enough to get someone had burned me a CD of a John Hartford show. We all know John Hartford out there, most of you perhaps. He wrote Gentle on My Mind, and used to be on the Glenn Campbell show many, many years ago, as I remember it, and was going on for many years, doing his own shows, playing banjo and fiddle, and a wonderful entertainer, and a just great, great musician, and music just pours out of him all the time. And here's another slightly roundabout story. I was doing a festival with a rock and roll group and Vassar Clements up in Boise, Idaho, about maybe, I guess it was in August, late August, right outside of Boise on a mountain around there. And I had a flight to Salt Lake City from Newark Airport, got to Salt Lake City, and got to the, you know, had the forced march with my banjos about, you know, 20 miles to the next gate, and get there, and there's someone playing bluegrass banjo and someone else playing bluegrass mandolin at the gate. I'm going, what? How can this be? And then I heard someone calling my name, Tony Trischka, Tony Trischka. And I looked over and there's John Hartford with his whole band hanging out at the gate there. And within about 2 minutes, we all had our instruments out and we're playing. John was playing fiddle, and we're just playing fiddle tunes for about 20 minutes. And finally, this Delta representative comes over to us, and we figured, okay, she's going to put the kibosh on the whole thing. And instead, she said, if you guys will keep playing, we'll upgrade you to first class. So I'm not saying you should necessarily try this, but it might work. You never know. So we got to fly first class to Boise, which was only an hour's flight, but it was still, you know, I got the elbow room and all that kind of thing. So I want to thank John Hartford for that. And anyway, on this tape, or this CD, it was a show from the Birchmere down in around D.C., and he was saying how he was talking to Bill Monroe one day and trying to, this also has to do with breakdowns, come to think of it, and he was asking Monroe what a breakdown was and how you come up with a breakdown, which again is one of these fast blazing bluegrass tunes, and Monroe said, well, what you do is you take a waltz tune in 3/4 time, and then just turn it into a 2/4 time and speed it up, and you've got that. So with that ringing in my mind, a couple of weeks ago, I tried this with this first Beatle tune. Yeah, you're wondering how I was going to get back to the Beatles from all these other places. But you'll perhaps recognize this first Beatles tune, although it's more done in a bluegrass breakdown style. And as always with the Beatles medley, I encourage you heartily to sing along or kazoo along. Or hum along. No spoons, please, folks.